Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. And Bob's.
It's Thursday.
Yes, it is. And Bob's Movie Club. I'm going to watch a movie because it's Bob's Movie Club.
Yesterday.
Oh, goodness.
After, you know, a meeting and a long drive and some other chores I had to do, I got home and there was my kid.
Oh,
and I was like, cue it up.
Oh.
And we sat down.
Plunk right down and
We watched episode one of the new season of Wednesday, and it's great.
I watched one and two.
Oh, I didn't even watch. I didn't do one yet.
Was two, like, she absolutely was all, let's do that. Let's do it. And I went, I want to watch one again before we go to two.
Oh.
So we watched, I've seen one twice.
And she put up with that, huh?
She's a kid. She's going to watch it 400 more times. We're watching at my house on repeat, on a loop, is every season of Gilmore Girls.
Oh.
And then she stops. We watched Wednesday, and then that went back on the TV.
Mm. Bob seems to be supportive of that.
You like that on a loop?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's happening.
Wednesday is great, though.
It is.
As good as it ever was.
I can't wait. I tried to get John. John had stuff to do yesterday.
I mean, the first scenes in the first episode are just fantastic. Mm. Yeah.
He was supposed to golf this week, and I was thinking, how will I ever not binge Wednesday by myself? But one of his friends got sick, and the guy was going to host them. And,
it's canceled?
Yeah.
So good for you.
Stuck with them all. It is, actually. You know, he made me a meatball sub yesterday, so.
Oh, so you got to eat.
Yeah.
I don't eat that much
when he's not there. I'm like, well, I mean, I guess I can make ramen.
If you haven't watched Wednesday, and this show is mostly for young people.
It has a YA feel. But it's like beautiful and interesting, and she's so great. Like, is she just as great this season? And her best friend, roommate lady.
So the show, I would say, is aimed directly at the YA audience, but it's certainly very good. I enjoy it.
Wide appeal.
And it's something about their commitment to it, but it's also funny.
Mm.
Like, and that's why it's funny, because they're not... They're not breaking in the lines that they're delivering. Her face is straight as she does these things, and you're like, that was funny though, and she knows it, or they know it. But it's just the commitment to the grossness, and the macabre. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is like, and it works. Like,
I'm gonna go back and watch that first season. I think
it's really well
before
done.
Before you watch the new one,
yeah.
Oh, then we'll never talk about the new one.
You can talk about it. That's fine.
I know, but
just don't tell me when someone dies.
I had a moment where, because you said Lady Gaga's in it, right?
Apparently she's in the next section that's going to drop next month.
Oh, okay. Because there's a couple new people.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, Buscemi's good. Funny. And he's right away.
He looks right. He fits in the Addams Family world, it seems. Who is he?
He's the new principal.
Oh, well. Is he a good principal?
We don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
We do have a little window into what he's up to, and you go, oh, that's kind of devious.
It gets more in second episode. But
oh, does he?
Yeah.
But the music teacher, I went, that's not Gaga. And I realize you probably said exactly when it drops, but I didn't catch that.
She's like some famed teacher from the history of Nevermore, and... I did have her name somewhere. It looks like Bob might be looking
The music
up.
Teacher I looked up, and she is a pop star, an English pop star, teen pop star.
What's her name?
Well, she's now 40-something, though.
Oh, wow.
So, and I don't remember her name, but she's no one I've ever heard of.
Oh.
Very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Does a fine job, but
that's
I definitely
a lovely
went.
Role to catch.
What the? Where'd they find this lady?
Billy Piper.
Yeah.
Oh. Is her name.
You've not heard of her.
Oh,
Billy Piper's the character, and it's being played. No, that's the actress, Billy Piper.
Lady
Gaga's going to play Rosaline Rotwood.
Oh, that's it.
Nevermore Academy teacher, and it's in the second dump that comes up September 3rd.
Okay. Which isn't that long. What do they give us, four episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I only did the one. Mm-hmm. I'm not in a rush.
Yeah. Well, actually, that gives me plenty of time to watch the full first season. I'm going to do that. I really feel like I loved that show, and I can only remember like certain scenes. And I remember the room that they share. I love that. I love their...
There's definitely callbacks to things that happened where you go, oh, fudge. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I'm not even sure I really remember who the bad guy was. I don't want to say. I'm just going to rewatch it, I think.
I'll give you a line, if I can think of it exactly. And I don't think I can. It's something like, of course, my first kiss had to be with a psychopath.
Oh.
And I went, oh, yeah, I remember that part. Mm. So does that help you?
Maybe a little bit. I have this feeling like the boy that she liked was, didn't he work at the coffee shop?
Yeah. No, you're okay. On the right track then.
And then the dance scene.
Well, that's classic.
That's just, I got to go back and watch it.
But not to give anything away, you know, Wednesday comes back and she's got a lot of attention now since, you know, the mm-hmm. last.
Oh, she loves attention.
She saved the school.
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh, she
absolutely hates it. Yeah. Just it's great.
Oh, I can see what's happening on camera.
It's all of us on camera.
Yes, all of us are on camera now.
Oh, she posted a video with them all on.
Oh.
And I'm like rubbing my nose the whole video. Thanks, Bob.
I know. You know what? You don't remember that you're on camera. And so you just, you know, face touching and lip touching. And
what I noticed was you two were framing me. And I was sitting there going,
oh, I can't wait to see it.
Those son of a biscuits.
It's a reel on Instagram? What is it?
They're like, they love them. They love it. Just getting me.
It's a reel on our Instagram.
All right.
And it was actually all three of us versus Vinny, although Sarah didn't have the context. It was when we were talking about how he's a
dangerous,
criminal character.
Oh.
Yeah. Villainous macho
it's
man.
It's from when I was gone?
No, yeah. It's from yesterday.
Talking about when he, right, because he's, you know, so macho.
About
and,
what he thinks, how he thinks he comes across in the world.
Brave, heroic.
How he actually
that's not
comes
what,
across.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dangerous.
Once again.
Yeah. It's a lovable daddy.
Mm. Oh, that's got to hurt.
That's not what
it's
I'm...
his electric car.
Oh, my God.
Does it mean... Wow. If you say it's a reel, does that mean it's a post that will connect me to a reel? Okay, I'll find it.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
I'm leaving Instagram.
If you just go to our Instagram.
Open. It's the Alice973 Instagram. That's it. Alice973.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there. You can't miss it.
Yeah, it didn't pop right up for me. I'm surprised. Since I'm so into Alice973... Hmm. Okay, any other thoughts on Wednesday?
No. Okay. No, Wednesday was a delight though. I enjoyed it very much.
I'm having a little bit of anxiety tomorrow. No, today in 5 minutes, we're gonna find out the Bob's Movie Club movie for this week.
Why is that giving you anxiety?
Because she's terrible at picking movies.
I helped.
Oh, is that really? That gives me a lot of confidence.
What? You and I have like very similar tastes.
Sometimes. There have been things that you're like, you're going to love this. I know you'll love it. And I watch it. I'm like, I don't love that.
I feel like you two have, there's times he's backed you up where I'm like, don't encourage this. What are you doing? There's enough period pieces in this lady's head that you don't need to be over there going, I love that too.
By the way, are you not watching The Gilded Age on HBO?
Oh my God, watching The Gilded
Christ.
Age.
See what
Absolutely.
Happens? This
but
is exactly what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's weekly, so we're waiting for the whole thing to be on there. And we're, yeah. Oh, I love The Gilded Age.
Some good stuff this season.
Oh, so good.
See what you did?
Well, I'm just...
I know what I was talking about.
Cannot get my fill of The Gilded Age.
I love Carrie Coons. I'm fabulously wealthy. I love the way she talks.
Oh, my God. Bertha. You know, anyway. She is... so there's this main sort of woman who's trying to break into, like, I don't know, is it like 1890s?
Yeah, kind of based on the Vanderbilts.
Yeah. So she is in White Lotus... season three. Yep. She's one of the three friends. She's the one who's an alcoholic. Oh, you didn't watch The White Lotus. God, you love The White Lotus. It's so devious and wrong and great.
Vinny's only got so much time.
That's true. That is true.
I got kids.
Put it
man.
On the list kids. For after your kids
Half
move out.
Half the time is it's just, can I put this on while they're, you know, in the area? And most of the time, no.
You could put.
I'm never putting Gilded Age on. That's never happening.
Oh, it's too bad.
Are
that's
you
a really
crazy?
Good one. It's by the same guy who did Downton Abbey. It's not. Yeah, is that David Fellows?
Or no, it's what is this?
Brendan.
No.
Fellows.
No.
Geopold Fellows.
No.
That's not even a word.
Keep going. I like it though. No.
Julian Fellows. Julian Fellows. Of course, Julian Fellows. I seem to have muffed that. Anyway, yeah, The Gilded Age is great. Is that HBO?
Yeah. I mean, if you like Downton Abbey, then there's no question. It's not as good
as Downton Abbey.
No, it's not as good.
But it's comparable.
Anyway.
Is that how you should say that?
What?
It's not as good as Downton Abbey.
It's not as great as Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey
is like, oh my God.
Oh yeah, my God. I can't believe it. What a show. Wow.
And some of the moments that happen in that, I mean, it's funny, it's tragic. Oh my God, Downton Abbey. Mm, delicious. Magnificent.
Anyway, yes. You're anxious about the movie reviews.
Yes. Well, I know that I will have to watch this movie. And I think it was Dirty Dancing. I watched like, I don't know, 10 minutes a day. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't sit down and get through it. Actually, it was the same thing with Pacific Heights. And Time After Time.
Did you know?
No.
I didn't know this. And maybe we even talked about it, which really is embarrassing. It's happened twice now today. Maybe we talked about it. Mary Steenburgen married Malcolm McDowell after that movie was made.
Well,
did we talk about that?
No.
She wanted him bad, I know, in the movie.
It did seem like the horniness was real.
And then they have a kid together, and the boy that they made is married to In the Air Tonight.
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins' kid, Lily Collins.
Wow. She's a get, man. Oh. She's beautiful.
She's up and coming.
Well, who's this McDowell boy?
Her mother-in-law is Mary Steenburgen. How very...
Charlie McDowell's his name.
Oh, Charlie McDowell.
And how's he? Is he handsome young thing?
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
Here all right.
Yeah, put it...
You'd expect. Movie star kids.
He's kind of good looking. He's you know.
Well, maybe he's just got a great personality.
Whoops, sorry.
It's okay.
There you go.
We can't see him.
He has
crazy eyes.
Oh, good. That's good.
He does have crazy eyes.
Well, you want someone who's going to be really unexpected.
His dad played the craziest role maybe in the history of cinema.
Oh, Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. One of the best.
Like, absolutely insane.
Knocked it out of the park in the movie.
So, Charlie McDowell, son of Mary Steenburgen and Roddy McDowell, I think they caught him in a bad moment where his eyes are the widest eyes you've ever seen in your life. Because all the other ones, his eyes seem kind of normal.
Did you say Roddy McDowell?
What's his name? Malcolm McDowell, sorry.
Roddy McDowell wasn't that like Leave It to Beaver or something?
Is it?
Or a wrestler?
I don't know.
That's Rowdy Roddy Piper.
What?
He's got crazy eyes.
Oh, you think?
Charlie does.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but that's okay.
There's a little tidbit for you.
Yeah.
There's a cute couple.
Yeah, if you like a dude, 50-year-old dudes and teenagers, then yeah, they are.
Is he that old?
I don't know.
Oh, he is older.
Yeah, she's
36.
Impossible. She's 22. Come on. We've all seen Emily in Paris, right, guys?
No. Once again.
You got me on that one.
Oh, you'd love it.
Okay.
You'd love it.
Yeah, it is right up your alley.
It's right up your alley. Emily in Paris is freaking delightful. I love it. I think it's great. I love all the characters on there.
Give me something to do this weekend.
You'll love it. I think there's three seasons. Maybe. Are there three?
Oh, lucky me.
Yeah, you'll get to binge. Oh, my God. It's so good. Yeah, once you're done with Wednesday, just go to Emily.
I'll be done with Wednesday today, no doubt.
Oh, you're going to just plow it.
Well, I've already done watched two episodes. Yeah. Huh.
There's four seasons.
Ooh. By the way, Maddie, let me just ask if I could before we go to, because we got to start. There was this lady walks into a meeting that apparently has worked here for 10 years that I've never seen before in my life.
Yeah, I've never seen her.
Yeah, ever. Mm-mm. And she's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And she comes walking in and goes right towards Maddie. And I'm like, what in the heck is going on over here?
Oh, Whitley.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to.
Whitley. Whitley looks, she just if you saw her on the street, you'd go, oh, that chick's like a model influencer.
Yep.
I'm like, oh,
she was a student of mine. One of my really good students worked at the radio station.
I'm sure she was a good student.
And I got her.
Maybe your favorite.
Hard for her not to be.
They're just kids. And I got her first job here at the game. Her first internship. I got her internship, and then she.
And they were like, we're going to keep her.
She's a sideline reporter, and she does digital for them. But I'm super proud of her. She's done a really great job. So.
Mm. Yeah. She seems really nice, and you guys were clearly, you know, friends.
Yeah, yeah. We've been to weddings together of other students and stuff that I've, you know, because you got to remember, I've been teaching there for almost 16 years. So some of my students from like 15 years ago, you know, we've stayed in touch. I've helped them get jobs. They've worked for me over the years. And yeah, you end up having.
Well, I can't help but have that flashback of the conversation we had one time where you said, yeah, I've been with a couple of my students before, but, you know, I don't know, like, you know.
I said one.
After they were students.
One. And uh-huh. It was way after they were a student.
Right.
So, yeah, that's it. End of story. That's it. No, no,
I know,
it was
he's
not.
Already said that.
Oh,
that's,
no,
the non-say
no.
is the say. Like
oh,
he just
no,
said.
No, no, no.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No.
We got
no,
you.
No.
So, well,
no.
I mean, he's batting 500.
No, really.
Right.
So,
no,
you know,
he, I mean.
She has to follow the one
side
or the
other. She'd be in the other 500, but.
oh, so you yeah. know, and you know that for a fact? Yeah. You make a play? Yeah.
Hey, the big boss sent me a note yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Here, and she said I did a good job.
Oh.
Doing
oh.
the Alice slides.
Yeah, you did do a good job.
Thank you.
Slide.
I liked it, too.
Mm-hmm. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's a song. See you in a sec.
What? Wake up.
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.